USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The president turned to Twitter to criticize Christianity Today magazine that was founded by the late Reverend Billy Graham. He was angry because of an editorial calling for his removal from office. Mark Galley is the magazine's editor-in-chief, and he tells NPR,
I suspect that if I was in a room with him, we could have a very amiable and delightful conversation. But he does display characteristics that I think, as a leader, a great nation like the United States, are deeply problematic.
The president is in Florida for a holiday vacation. Before he left, he received an invitation from Speaker Nancy Pelosi. She's invited the president to the House chamber February 4th to deliver the State of the Union message. In the letter, Pelosi reminds him that, quote, in their great wisdom, our founders crafted a constitution based on a system of separation of powers. This is USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
More than 90 suspected MS-13 gang members have been arrested on New York's Long Island. District Attorney Timothy Sinney.
This operation helped end the New York program, which was orchestrated by the leadership of MS-13 in El Salvador to develop a greater presence here on Long Island.
The gang is blamed for dozens of killings since 2016. The city says the two-year investigation by local, state, and federal authorities nabbed more than a half dozen murder plots. President Trump signs a $738 billion Pentagon budget before leaving for a holiday stay at his resort in South Florida. The president tells the troops that the new budget will allow them to do their jobs.
Most importantly, we are supporting you, the heroes who defend our families, secure our nation, and protect our freedom.
The budget also includes funding for the Space Force, the nation's sixth military branch. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump hosted a congressman who switched from Democrat to Republican because of his outrage over the impeachment process. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
President Trump sitting next to New Jersey Congressman Jeff Van Drew at the White House with the announcement he's ditching the Democrats and joining the Republican Party.
This is just a better fit for me. This is who I am. It's who I always was, but there was more tolerance of moderate Democrats, of blue dog Democrats, of conservative Democrats, and I think that's going away.
No sexual misconduct charges are being filed against members of the University of Minnesota wrestling team. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Speaking with reporters, the county district attorney, Michael Freeman, says evidence played a large role in the decision.
There are often conflicting versions of what happened, and this case is no exception. In the interest of justice, and simply, there is inadequate evidence to fairly charge and prosecute this case.
Two members of the wrestling team were arrested back in June of this year on probable cause for criminal sexual misconduct. Freeman urged the Minnesota State Legislature to make changes to the sexual assault laws in the new year. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
You don't have to wait for the top of the hour. You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.